In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today.
Let me tell you, today I'm going to review what we had with Elijah, and I'm into the 18th chapter, the 23rd verse. "Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it, and I will dress another bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it." This is the contest between God and the prophets of Baal. "And call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "Oh, it is well spoken." Well, Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, "Choose you one bullock of yourselves, dress it first, for you have many, and you can call on the name of your gods, and see what happens." And they took the bullock, which was given them, they dressed it, and they called on the name of Baal, from morning, noon, until evening, "O Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, nor did they give any answer. And they leapt upon the altar. Now they're going into a frenzy. They leapt upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is busy talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey, or he sleeps and must be awakened." And one of the translations is he's gone to the laboratory. You know, and that's why nothing's happening. And they cried aloud and cut themselves. They're cutting themselves after their manner with knives and lances until the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was no voice nor an answer. No one was listening. You see, I'm telling you that Elijah's having a good time watching these prophets of Baal, calling upon Baal and Asherah to burn the sacrifice. But you see, no one's there. No one's there. That's the thing. No one's there. And Elijah said unto all the people, "Come near to me." And all the people came near to Elijah. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as could contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, "Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood." Now see, he sees this already. He calls it a burnt sacrifice, and it's not burnt yet. This is faith. He sees it as a burnt sacrifice. And he has water poured over it. It says, "Pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood." Last night we were praying for Henry. And Henry's back is very low. But last night, you know, people prayed for Henry. And his back was not completely straight, I'd lie to tell you. But it came up several degrees. They were praying and they were interceding that Jesus would heal Henry's back and his bones. And some people felt his bones cracking. And I just was there just saying, "Henry, sit up straight." That's all I did. In the name of the Lord, I'll talk a little more about that in a couple of minutes. And he said, get the water and do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, now do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran about the altar and filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel. You see, his God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. His God is not some God that all of a sudden he's picked out of a poke, but he calls on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We remember Abraham. God told him to leave his land, and the scripture says, and Abraham went. Not one sound. He went 320 miles down the road into Palestine. I tell you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art the God of Israel, and I am your servant, that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, that this people may know, not think, but know that you are the Lord, and you are God, and you have turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Now, you know, this is a spiritual act. Last night we were praying for Henry, and after we prayed for Henry, someone said, you know, I'm tired. Does it mean that when you pray for people, sometimes you get tired? You see, the presence of God works through people. It works through people. And, you know, it's not magic. The Holy Ghost comes from the heart of our beings through our hands. And he got tired. And I'm going to tell you, Elijah is tired now. We're going to see how tired he is. And Elijah said to Ahab, get up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundant rain. Elijah hears beyond what he sees. He sees beautiful weather on the top of this mountain, Mount Carmel. It's a gorgeous day, and the sea is beautiful, but he hears, what does he hear? The sound of abundant rain. How does he hear it? In the spirit. He doesn't hear it with his ears, but he hears it in the spirit. God lets him know that they are in store of abundant rain. You know, I tell you, in the spirit, we can see things that no one else sees if we are in the spirit. We can see that the rain is not going to destroy our house because this is God's house. We can see those things. What we see, we declare. What we declare, we experience. When the children of Israel went through the water, they declared that the water would open up. And the water opened up. I'm sure Moses saw it in his heart. And he saw it, they declared it, and they walked through to declare what we see in the spirit. I told you I prayed with that woman who had cancer of the stomach, and I saw an SOS pad. I saw it, and I said, scour it out, scour it out, scour it out. And when she went back for her tests, the doctor said, you have no cancer. It looked like it was scoured out. I'm telling you, what we see is what we declare by the grace of God. we see in the power of the Spirit. What we see is what we declare. What we declare is what we receive. But I'm telling you, it's not just saying any old thing. It's Elijah heard the sound of abundance of rain. This is the Spirit, that he hears this in the power of the Spirit. And Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. I'm going to tell you, Mount Carmel is so gorgeous. It overlooks the Mediterranean Sea. It is so beautiful. And he cast himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now toward the sea." And he went up, and he looked and said, "There is nothing." But Elijah heard, "There is nothing." So what does Elijah say? Does he get discouraged? And he said, "Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, he said, "Behold, there rises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." Oh, I tell you, Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Be thou moved." He's not asking for watermelon seed. He's asking for a mustard seed. I have them right in front of me. They are very small. This servant of the Lord saw a man's hand in the sky. It was that big. He said, "Go and say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and get down there, for the rain will not stop you." And it came to pass in the meantime that the heavens grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. You know, you just would think that you know, this prophet can just do anything now. You just would think that this prophet had it by the goat by his horns. You just would think that nothing would bother this prophet. But you know what? This prophet is a real prophet. He is a real man. He is a man that experiences the presence of God. And he is also a man who feels the lack. You see, he's done all these great things. God used him. He didn't do them. God used him, but he used him. And, you know, it's not easy to be used by God. That's why people run away. They don't want to be used by God. Because when you're used by God, the Spirit of God flows through you. And you get tired. Oh, yes, you get tired. Like the last thing I wanted to do today was to preach. You might say, why? Because I was in it for a whole week. And for up to me, I would just do something else today. But it's not up to me. It's up to the Lord. And so I came to preach. But if for up to me, I would say, you know what? I did this for a whole week. I need a break. And a break I do need. We're going out for lunch afterwards. So the point is that we're going to look at Elijah. Elijah, who is so strong in the Spirit, Elijah, who calls down fire from heaven and even licks up the water, Elijah, who causes it to rain. Remember what he said? It ain't going to rain no more. It ain't going to rain no more unless I say so. Okay? And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and with how he had slain and killed the prophets of Baal with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not your life as a life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." Jezebel sends some messenger to Elijah, says, "I'm going to have your head. I'm going to kill you. You're going to be destroyed." And when he saw that he arose, and he went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he would die. This is the same prophet that called down the fire of God. This is the same prophet that caused it to rain. Now, because of Jezebel saying, I'm going to have your life, he says, I want to die. Elijah is exhausted. He is exhausted, spiritual exhaustion. God's not calling for another miracle right now. God's not saying, Elijah, do another miracle. God's saying, Elijah, you need to rest. Let's see how God's answer is. So Elijah says, I want to die. And he said, it is enough now, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's. And as he lay and slept, sounds like depression to me, under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals with the cruse of water at its head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. So he's still not ready. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey will be too great for thee. Now listen. The answer to Elijah's problem was not to do another great miracle. The answer to Elijah's problem was an angel food cake. God wanted him to take and eat. Elijah is exhausted, spiritually exhausted. He can't do anything else. So God doesn't take a whip and say, go do some more miracles. He provides him with food and water. And with the food and water, he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights into Horeb, the Mount of God. He traveled 40 days and 40 nights. You know, I have Jesus. Elijah went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. It sounds like a fast. What about the Eucharist? It is so much more than Elijah ate and drank. Lord, give us the faith that as we receive the Eucharist, that strength is being poured into our being, that life is being poured into our lives, that you are being poured into us. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. And it came to a cave, and he lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. It hurts Elijah that the children of Israel have forsaken the covenant of God. They've thrown down your altars. They've slain the prophets with the sword. I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And God said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord will pass by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the strong wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a big fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so that Elijah heard it, and he wrapped his face in the mantle, and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him that said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I am left, and they seek my life to take it away. You see, God wasn't in all the fireworks, God was in the still small voice. That's when the glory falls. We had people lying on the floor, and the glory fell upon them. It's like dew. It's the dew that covers every blade of grass. This person couldn't get up from the floor. And when they got up from the floor, they weren't able to move for a while. They said it was so heavy, beautiful heavy, at the Lord. You see, we didn't see too many fireworks during the week, but we did experience the presence of God. The presence of God coming like the dew. And the Lord said unto Elijah, go and return your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you come, anoint Hazael to be king of Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat you shall anoint to be the prophet in thy room. And it came to pass that he escaped the sword of Hazael. Shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elijah slay. Yet I have left 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which do not bow to Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So Elijah just thinks he's the only one. But there are 7,000 people who have been faithful. God wants him to know that he's not the only one. And so Elijah departed and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat. And Elisha was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by Elisha and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray, kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow thee. Listen to the response of Elijah. And Elijah said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to you? Like, you want to go back? No, what have I done to you? If you want to be the prophet, you've got to leave everything now, and you've got to follow me. You've got to follow me if you want to be the prophet. And it's that simple. And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. And then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Now Elisha's going to be closer than a sleeve in a sweater than Elijah. He wants what Elijah has. Elijah will be on his way to glory, but Elisha is going to follow him like a dog that follows its master. We'll continue tomorrow. I want to tell you that I do still need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. The mailing address is very simple. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. You can find us on the internet at www.inseason.net, and you can go to PayPal, or you can go listen to our radio programs, our television programs. They're all for free. PayPal, same way you go to PayPal, is www.inseason.net. I want to tell you, do you need a roof? Jimmy the Roofer is still doing roofing, and his telephone number is 846-0027. I said it wrong. 846-0076. 617-846-0076. I'll say it again. 846-0076. 617-846-0076. Lord Jesus Christ, you work through broken vessels like Elijah. I pray today that the power of the Spirit would come upon everyone that's listening, especially if they're depressed, Elijah knew depression. But Father, I ask you to break the depression with the blood of Jesus. I ask that you would do new things and work new wonders for your people. And Father, that we would see Jesus in the still small voice. But you know what, Lord, if you want to work fireworks, we're happy for that too. If you want to do something that will display your power like you did with Elijah and the oxen, I tell you, you can do it. We give you permission. You are the Lord, and we need you. We need you. We need you. And you have promised that you would be with us even until the end of time. We believe that you're not only with us, but we believe that you are in us, for you are the Lord, and your word is true. I shall never leave you nor forsake you. I have graven you on the palms of my hands. May Jesus Christ be praised. And pray for Pope Francis, because he's doing a wonderful thing this week. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.